I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Every time the Jazz win, Bryant Heath laces up his shoes and runs laps around Vivint Arena, even ran the streets of Salt Lake City in a route he mapped out that shapes the Jazz Note logo.
As long as they are still in the playoffs, I got runs planned to keep up the energy and excitement. I fully feel that they're going to win the championship, so I'm going to get a lot of laps in around the arena.
You may have heard about Heath when he went viral for mapping his runs down every single street in Salt Lake City. It was almost 1,000 miles.
After looking at the Google map and realizing, hey, there's all these different areas I haven't been to, this would be a fun way to kind of merge my love of running as well as kind of like get out there a little bit more and do some urban exploration. It works out to be about 3 to 4 miles a day, which, you know, for most people I get, it sounds like a lot, you know, for every day. If you're a consistent runner, it's really not too terribly intimidating. And I just thought it would be an interesting kind of project to do.
Now Heath is working on running every street in a city or town in every county in Utah. For example, he did Fairview, where the governor is from.
You know, it's population about 2,000 people. And I was like, oh, this will be great. I'll spend an hour to run the streets. And it turned into like a 20-mile run. And so, again, even small towns are big. But I hope to be done at least by the end of our governor's first term.
Heath says any goal takes time and effort and just tackling it one step at a time. He shares pictures of some of the cool things he sees on his runs on an Instagram page. And he has noticed how many things people have in common.
I always seem to get like one or two people to chime in to say, hey, that's my neighbor's house. Or, oh yeah, I noticed that whenever I was walking my dog, or I happened to deliver flowers or food to this particular area and saw it as well. It is a little bit like small Lake City. I highly encourage, like when you go around the neighborhood, maybe look around a little bit, and I guarantee you'll find some interesting things, and maybe explore outside the neighborhood as well.
Heath connects his runs with giving back. He has donated per mile or per lap to groups like Best Friends Animal Sanctuary and Girls on the Run and Five for the Fight. He invites anyone else to do the same. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.